Hello and welcome to Queer as Fiction.
Deep into the sex zone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh. Oh god, okay.
Are we all good, ladies?
Wow.
Queer AF.
Shout out to Joanna Burns for making that dope intro you just heard, and shout out to Amanda Duncan for making us sound so pretty.
Okay. Hey guys, welcome to our podcast.
That's not what I sound like.
No, you sound better.
Hello, and welcome to Queer as Fiction. Okay, we would have literally just heard that.
It's funny.
Hello, and welcome to Queer as Fiction.
Will we ever get through an intro without
laughing? I think that's part of the charm of this podcast.
I hope so.
Hello and welcome to Queer as Fiction. I'm your Zaddy Amanda. And to my left.
I'm always on your
wow,
left.
Wow, we're going out at
Co-Zaddy Ashley.
Oh, I thought I was next.
Sorry. No, I'm always to your left.
And I'm your stepzaddy, Kirsten.
Damn it. We literally hate your guts.
Wow.
That was so real.
You were like, I literally fucking hate you. I don't even like you.
That was a payback for the asthma.
Fair.
I feel like it's still not really fully fair because mine is a medical disorder. But I am sorry. That was very mean. Wow. That was too mean.
Wow. All right. Things have already gotten real here on Queer's Picture.
Cool.
I'm so sorry. I don't hate your guts.
Thank you. And somehow we'll keep
they're currently
through.
Crying right now.
Yeah. You can't see, but I'm a mess.
In tears. It's okay. They're hugging each other now.
Wow, you can really make shit up
yeah,
on
you
this.
Can.
Now Amanda and Ashley are making out? What?
Across the table. If anybody hasn't caught up on Killing Eve, catch up on Killing Eve, and all three of us have decided that we are going to be going as Killing Eve characters for Halloween.
Two villanelles and a Sandra Oh. You can guess who's going to be Sandra Oh.
It's me. So we've been looking at your tweets, and I tweeted at a couple of you guys asking if you liked the fan fiction episode, and it was actually our most popular episode yet.
Whoa.
So the numbers speak for themselves. I'm sorry.
You guys become different people when we do this podcast, both of you. It's inexplicable. We just did a drunk lesbians watch, and Kirsten, the camera went off, and she immediately said, oh, now I can be myself.
This is Kirsten self.
But you guys liked our fan fiction so much that we have decided to change the format of this podcast. So we will take your submissions every week and do our own fan fiction. And that's not to say that the erotica is gone forever, but, you know, just nice to add a little more plot line, a little more story. Oh, and Ashley's rule is we have to do it in third person because she's a fan fiction
Nazi.
Stickler.
And we can't ever write about ourselves. But
Amanda, we're not going to. I know you want it to happen.
I said we can't. I'm putting the rule
I'm going to give you guys a prompt, though, for the Amanda really wants this to happen, for you to write about us. This is a real situation that happened when we got to Amanda's apartment. Kirsten was like, I want some water. And Amanda was like, oh, there's some smart water in there. You can have one of them. And then Kirsten got a 1 liter bottle and was like, I can have one of these?
How is that sexy?
If you say it that way,
I just thought it was such
like a prompt.
A rich thing to do, to give me a whole liter of smart water.
Anyway, that's sexy. If someone's super rich, then that's sexy.
Anyway, I'm rich and I'm single.
I'm rich, I'm single, and I'm sexy. Line up. DateAmanda.com.
Yeah. Date Amanda. It's DateAmanda.com.
Oh, we really need to get a billboard going, like billboard dad.
Somebody's gonna buy this.
Yeah, someone is gonna buy. Yeah, put your sexy voice on me.
Somebody's gonna buy it, but like it's gonna be one of those people like in a different country who's gonna buy it because they keep hearing us talk about it. They want to buy it before we do, so we have to haggle with them.
Probably gonna be Borat. I will buy.
I just want someone to buy it and just put a picture of Amanda up.
Or troll everyone and put a picture of me and Kirsten up.
Oh my god, don't do that. So that's going to be the new format. So make sure to tweet at us with your suggestions for future episodes. Hashtag Queer AF Writes. And maybe we'll write about your suggestion. Right now, we're going to go through some suggestions that we got from the Girlship TV Facebook group, which if you donate to the Girlship Patreon, you get invited to. Heyo.
Heyo.
Perks.
More like you have to request access to it, and then I accept you.
Okay, there's some fine print, but hey.
Cool. So we've got somebody requested Even Villanelle. We got some Even Villanelle.
Nice.
Glad I'll just pull up my pre-written Even Villanelle fanfic.
What's the Harry Potter one?
Hermione and Ginny.
Ooh, and Fleur. I always had a thing for Fleur.
Oh, Fleur.
Kate Blanchett fix. Rachel said, I proposed some adventure where she's doing a photo shoot with suits, as she does so often and oh so well, but with who?
Oh, Kate Blanchett.
Oh my god, you should do Jessica Chastain.
That's Amanda's number.
Yeah,
no, in Amanda,
suits. Oh my god, Amanda's face right now. No, she said any woman but suits. I love
you,
that jumping
you
up.
You have to write that, Amanda. Okay. There's many times where I can write my Kate Blanchett.
Jenny said Eleanor and Tahini, and I really love that too.
Oh,
yeah.
Tahani. Is a
fucking hell, I'm the worst. Can I not write that one anymore?
No, you can. That's a good one.
Even Villanelle.
All I think about now is Even Villanelle.
Who suggested that one so we can give them a little shout out?
Daniela.
Okay, cool.
Daniela suggested Even Villanelle. Did they give us situations? Or do we get
we have to give each other situations?
Okay.
Okay, so wait, who are you guys set on?
All right, I'm going to do Kate Blanchett and Jessica Chastain.
Okay. That's like literally your dream.
Oh my God.
I want to do Even Villanelle.
Okay, then I'll do Eleanor and Tahani.
Tahani.
Not Tahini, because I'm sorry.
Okay, what's the... Is mine just in the world then? Or is it, give me a situation in the world. Like, am I writing what happens right after the finale?
No, because I haven't seen it. I haven't watched the finale. So please don't spoil it. How about you just leave off from episode 5 in the kitchen? If her husband didn't walk in.
Her husband doesn't come home.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a continuation.
Okay, but also spoiler. Well, no, because, you know, just go from that. Because then you're not spoiling this series.
It's the two of them in the house together.
Okay.
If we want to do some impending danger, we could say that she's like, oh, my husband just called. He's going to be home in X amount.
What should my Eleanor into Tahani situation be?
What's a funny situation?
It could be them in the bad place. Do you remember the season finale of...
Actually, I don't know if I can... I don't know if I can properly capture their sexual tension.
Do you want to do Kate Blanchett and suits?
I feel like I can't take that from Amanda. Yeah. I could do Hermione and Fleur.
Oh, that's fun.
I don't know. I don't know if I know Fleur too much.
Oh, she's beautiful. She's a French.
Yes.
So this is a combination of Brittany and Kevin's suggestions for Hermione and Fleur.
Okay.
What's the situation? It's the, right before the Goblet of Fire.
What's that ball that they all go to? What's that ball that they all go to?
Oh, the Yule Ball.
Yeah.
They go to the Yule Ball together?
So I'm going to have them, I'm going to have them... going alone, they're both going stag. And something's gonna happen.
God, I can't. You guys, can I tell you? I think I said this in the last podcast. The three fanfics that they've ever read is Harry, Hermione, Kaylor, and Cameron. And so I can't wait to read some Hermione gay.
Yeah, I'm excited to write it.
So we're gonna do type 15.
Yeah.
You say?
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna go right, and we will be right back.
Podcast Bye. Magic.
And we're back. We did a little bit longer than 15. I think we did 25.
Podcast magic. We don't have to tell them.
Yeah, they don't need to know.
It took 5 minutes. We're all brilliant.
It's all in third person, and it's great.
Oh, mine's not great.
Listen, we literally all said this last time, and they were all good.
I think mine's definitely not Totino level. Maybe we should rate our podcast.
How many Totinos?
How many Totinos on a scale of 5 Totinos? Or actually, let's just have the people tell us how many Totinos they thought it was.
I feel like mine's gonna be about 3 Totinos.
Yeah, I think mine's gonna be 3 Totinos too, because it's pretty quick.
I think mine's like 6 Totinos.
Wow!
Not in terms of the writing, but in terms of the situation between Eve and Villanelle. I'm like, I want to see this.
That one's very sexual.
Out. Yeah.
I feel like you may have found your calling, actually.
We'll see you after this one.
Okay. Cool. Who wants to go first?
Not me. I went first last time.
I can go first. I'm not crazy about it. This is actually, I haven't even had a chance to reread it because I had to feed my meter. So you guys are going to get...
I didn't reread mine either.
If there's...
Me either.
Okay, so mine was Fleur de la Queue and Hermione. And then I placed it at the Yule Ball in Hogwarts. Mm-hmm. So the ball during the Triwizard Tournament. The Great Hall is decked from floor to ceiling with festive decor. Candles float in the air, tiny trumpets playing on their own accord. It's the Hogwarts traditional Yule Ball, held during the Triwizard Tournament, where all the houses and guests come together for a formal dance. Hermione planned to go with Harry and Ron as friends, but that was before Harry found himself infatuated with Ginny, and Ron found himself agreeing to go with Lavender, though it seems like he might not have had much choice in the matter. So there Hermione was, standing by the magic punch, waiting for someone to ask her to dance. These things were stupid, she knew, but some part of her couldn't help but wish for her own magical evening.
It's John Hughes meets Hogwarts.
As Hermione stood mixing her punch with a simple spell, a voice came up behind her. Lucky punch. Hermione whipped around. Standing in front of her was Fleur Delacour, the French witch visiting to compete in the Triwizard Tournament. She was beautiful. That much was clear. And while Hermione was no stranger to being confident, there was something different about Fleur. Something sort of sexy.
Yeah, there was.
Oh my god, this is literally the fantasy I didn't know I needed in my life.
Huh? Hermione said. I said that's some lucky punch, Fleur repeated. What do you mean? Hermione said. Well, I've been trying to get you to look at me all night, and so far you've just been taken to enchanting that cup of punch, Fleur said, smiling. Hermione's heart dropped into her stomach. Was she flirting with her? Or was she merely being friendly because Hermione was standing alone? As if reading her mind, Fleur stepped closer to her. If you ask me, we're both out of everyone's league here. Want to go for a walk? Sure, Hermione stammered.
Can you do accents?
Come on. Yeah.
Can you please do a French and British accent?
Guys, I wrote it really quickly because it's about to escalate.
Oh, this is great. Whoa, shit.
Wait, if Fleur is flirting, would it be called flirting?
Flirting. I love it. Without another word, Fleur grabbed Hermione's hand and led her through the Great Hall. Hermione felt other people's eyes on her, but she didn't care. They walked upstairs to the second floor girls' bathroom, the one that was always deserted. When they got into the bathroom, Hermione could feel her heart beating out of her chest. Fleur closed the door behind them and looked to her. I've been wanting to kiss you since the moment I saw you here, Fleur said. Then something came over Hermione. She stepped towards Fleur, pulling her face into her hands and kissing her. And I've been wanting to do that too, Hermione said confidently. Then suddenly a loud toilet flushed and a voice came booming over them. I'm an ally and everything, but could you go to a different room? Preferably not my bathroom, said Moaning Myrtle from the third stall.
You are my...
Wait, did they kiss?
They're making out. Holy shit. Bravo.
Yeah.
But now again with accents. I'll read Fleur.
I've been wanting to kiss you since the
That's
moment
your Gal Gadot
outside.
Accent.
I only can speak in Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot.
That makes a difference.
Gal Gadot. Wow.
That was great. Nice.
I'm going to Google immediately Fleur and
Fleur
Hermione.
Fleur is hot.
Hermione's hot, too.
Yes.
Oh, don't even get me started.
Yeah. Emma Watson.
Yeah. Oh,
are we talking Emma Watson or Hermione?
Honestly, well, not like first four movies
no,
Hermione.
Yeah. But there was a point where I definitely
where she became like, Emma Watson.
Yeah, and third
remember,
movie.
Yeah.
Because I remember being like, I don't know what age I was when those movies came out where I was like, is this okay for
my
me?
First,
she's attractive.
My first, like... movie moment where I felt attracted to someone that I can remember, which I think is a lot of queer women's, but was Mrs. Honey in Matilda.
Yeah, oh my god,
because she was just so hot. And then also, do you guys remember the movie Brink?
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you remember the girl skater?
No.
Wow, I'm surprised I don't. I like the girls in all the movies.
She was really something.
We need to Google now.
Yeah, she was something.
I mean, mine was Rachel Weisz. We've talked about
the
this. Rachel Weisz and The Mummy 2.
Oh, okay.
For me, it was The Mummy 1. I didn't need to see 2 to know.
Also, Tomb Raider. Angelina Jolie and Tomb Raider really fucked me up.
I was going to say, Alicia Vikander and Tomb Raider? Because I just bought that on Vudu.
Once sent me pictures of Alicia Vikander's abs and said... Actually, I'm not going to tell you what she said, because it's inappropriate to say, and it'll change your perceptions of Amanda forever.
Amanda once did say, I am an ass man, and I'll never forget that. I will never forget
that. I think I just said, I want to rub my face on those abs.
Yeah,
oh,
but
okay.
That to me was the most shocking thing in the world that I've ever heard.
I want to clean my clothes on those abs.
See, that's different than I want to rub my face on those abs. And it was completely unprompted. I was like, Amanda! Can never see you the same again. My goodness.
Okay, who's next?
Amanda.
I'll go next. Okay. Oh, I didn't name this.
I didn't name mine either.
Shit, I didn't name mine either, but I like flirtation.
Yeah.
All right, so this is Kate Blanchett and Jessica Chastain.
I feel like we need to include Kate Blanchett in one every
That's
week. Yeah, that was goal. It was supposed to be this time, but this was to Amanda to give it to anyone else.
Sure was. Okay. Miss Chastain, they're ready for you.
Oh, my God. Wait, your podcast reading voice is different than your normal podcast sexy voice.
I feel like her fan fiction voice gets even, like sexier and wispier.
Okay. Miss Chastain, they're ready for you. A meek assistant squeaked into the dressing room that Jessica had been waiting in. She had never done a photo shoot for this magazine before, so the fact that she was getting a suit fitted on the day of the photo shoot seemed a little unprofessional, she thought, but then quickly swatted that thought out of her mind. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's a reason they're doing things this way. It'll be fine, she reasoned, always finding the good in people. Classic Jessica.
Classic Jessica.
Do they know about the Chastain train? Just so you know, Amanda and I have written a whole screenplay where Jessica Chastain dates Amanda, and it's called the Chastain train.
Oh,
okay,
my God,
continue.
Look, I need to read that. Amanda, yeah. Release that to your contributor.
Yeah. If you guys just give us a dollar on our Indiegogo for Carol's Demon, we'll release it.
It's just an outline right now. Yeah, it's just an outline.
It's still gold.
But it's still completely outlined.
Okay, well, if you guys all donate $1 to our Indiegogo, she'll release it.
She'll release the tapes.
It's gold. And in it, Jessica Chastain plays Jessica Chastain, and Amanda plays herself.
Okay, I'm excited.
Okay, anyway. Jessica approached wardrobe, and as she entered, she saw a figure that made her jaw drop, along with her purse. Everyone turned to look at the woman who had just made such a scene, including the figure herself, Kate Blanchett, who was standing in a suit, completely unbuttoned, with no bra in sight.
Whoa. Oh, what a visual.
Oh, my God.
So Amanda's writing erotica.
This is very hot in here.
You okay, darling? Kate smiled. Jessica blushed, her Irish skin redder than her hair.
Do you like that line, Amanda? That one tickled you?
She's like wheezing over there.
Anyway.
Hey, leave people with asthma alone.
Yeah, fine. They just didn't tell me I would be doing the photo shoot with anyone today. She said shyly. Sorry to disappoint, Kate chuckled. Oh, not at all. Not a disappointment. I'm sorry. It's been a while, hasn't it? Jessica walked towards Kate, composing herself. The two had known each other for a while. Being incredible actors, they had come up against each other in a number of award shows. I think. I'm not actually sure on that. I didn't fact check that. I just assume.
I don't think so.
Both being incredible actors, they know each other.
Academy Award nominee, Kate Blanchett.
Kate got down from the platform she had been standing on to get her suit fitted and kissed Jessica on the cheek.
Oh,
it has, hasn't it? How are you, Chastain?
It's such a power move. She called her Chastain? Oh my God. Jessica. More like panty stain.
Oh God.
Oh my God.
Is that even hot? A panty stain?
Shut it down.
We're done. That's all for this week.
I can't breathe.
Get your inhaler.
Someone get Ashley her inhaler.
Oh, it's my so God.
It's really funny.
Why?
Oh, my God.
Never again. Never again. You thought that Alicia Vikander thing made you look at me different. This is... We're no longer friends.
Listen, I wasn't going to say it, and then I was like, it'll add to the ambiance. And I was so wrong.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I'm crying.
I feel like we're going to have to fast forward through our laughing. Okay. Oh my God, let's get back on track.
That hurt my throat.
Yeah,
I was laughing so hard. Okay, Jessica, okay, so anyway, back into the moment.
Oh my God.
Kate just kissed Jessica on the cheek.
I'm so sorry.
Panties everywhere are stained.
Lots of periods are happening.
Okay.
Here we go.
So Kate has just kissed Jessica on the cheek. Okay, Jessica caught herself looking down at the woman's bare chest, well, what she could see of it as the shirt was still unbuttoned. She caught herself doing so and immediately looked up embarrassed. I'm good. All right. Wardrobe interrupted. You're done, Kate. Jessica notices Kate walking off. Oh,
I'm fanning myself. I can't breathe.
You're done, Kate. Jessica notices Kate walking off. I think you forgot to do a couple of buttons. No, I didn't. Kate smiled. It's fashion.
Oh my god. It's called fashion. It's
fashion. Jessica got her suit on and a few buttons unbuttoned herself. She loved the way the suit felt on her. She loved the way she felt in the suit. Powerful, assertive. Mm. Miss Chastain, Jessica stopped admiring herself to see the meek assistant waiting at the door again. She walked out to set that was set like a cigar lounge. Kate was lounging in the chair smoking a cigar. That was a lot of the same words in two sentences.
In a lounge.
You look stunning, Chastain. Thank you. Jessica said, taking a compliment well for the first time. Again, just assuming I know. I don't know if Jessica Chastain thinks that's well.
She's an actual asshole.
I assume she maybe doesn't, but now she is. The photographer placed her behind Kate's chair and gave her a cigar. Jessica took the cigar and got into character really quick. She became a powerful woman who goes to cigar lounges and asserts herself.
I feel like that's just Kate Blanchett. I don't even think that's her character.
No, it's Jessica. Jessica Chastain. Okay. I drink every time Amanda says cigar lounge. I know.
The photog started shooting and the two posed. Jessica got closer to Kate. She moved in close to the back of the chair. She could smell Kate's hair. Was that Pantene? Call back to the first one. She got closer to... Apparently Kate Blanchett always wears
pants. I was really? Going to say, does that's, she... Is she
oh, in yours or actually?
Yeah, no. Oh,
in your stuff, she always wears
pants. In the first one I wrote, she was wearing Pantene too.
I hope Kate Blanchett just buys like a fucking $3 shampoo like the rest of us plebeians.
I'm sorry. Expensive shampoo.
No, it's not. Is it?
Is it? Compared to the rest of them.
Oh, I have to use organic because I'm allergic to fragrance, so it's very expensive.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway.
Sidebar.
Pantene is a nice shampoo.
Amanda clearly uses Pantene. I struck it. I know. Can you sponsor us, Pantene? Jesus.
Okay, anyway. She got closer to Kate. She sat on the arm of the chair. Her leg touched Kate's. She got even closer to Kate, giving Kate the cigar to smoke, but it was off for the camera. Hold on, the photog shouted. What is wrong with that light? The grip ran to the light to see why it flickered. See, I went too far. Like
you
out.
Went into what the grip was doing? Let's see. Keep on track. We gotta... Okay, okay. They'll lose the story if we're not...
What is wrong with that light? A grip ran to the light to see why it was flickering. And just like that, Jessica was snapped out of the character. She had been playing alongside Kate. This is going to take 20 to fix, the grip said to them. Son of a... Okay, ladies, take five. Kate got up to leave, and Jessica saw her going towards her own dressing room. She panicked. She wanted to spend more time with the woman so she could feel something developing. Between the characters, she means. Kate, wait. May I join you? Sure, Chastain, let's go. The two walked towards the dressing room. You were getting a little hot up there with that cigar. Jessica was shocked by the statement. She could feel the character taking over. Yeah, I would be lying if I said the feeling wasn't mutual. You look sexy in that suit. Oh. Kate was thrown off by this. She was always the forward one. Did Chastain just outtop her? The two walk into the dressing room. Kate takes her off her coat, and Jessica closes the door. She can't take it anymore. She grabs Kate by the arms and pins her against the door. Just call me Carol. Jessica kisses her deeply. Oh, and then they fuck. You're welcome, Ed.
Wow.
See, yeah, I should have just kept it in the dressing room. I realized my mistake halfway through.
I thought the lights were going to go out and they were going to make out.
But what could we do without the cigar lounge? It was so developed.
We
so
needed
prominent.
The cigar lounge.
Also, I would again like to apologize for my comment.
Ashley is going to be thinking about that for weeks.
I'm already thinking about it. We should call this episode Panty Stick.
Clickable. Man. Okay.
Here we go. Very sorry again.
Wait.
Mine is Eve and Villanelle right after where episode 5, she's still pinned against the fridge and her husband hasn't come home yet.
This is from the new show Killing Eve. If anybody hasn't watched
it,
God. You need to watch it.
Please fucking watch it. And this isn't really a spoiler alert because it's fake.
It's just sexual tension.
Yep. 1, 2, 3, 4. Eve said, slightly embarrassed her password wasn't something sexier. The corners of Villanelle's mouth twisted, clearly trying to hide a smile. She's cute, she thought to herself as she turned away, hiding her enjoyment at Eve's fear. So what do you want to do now? She queried Eve while spinning the knife in her hands. What? Asked Eve, taken aback. Are you asking me how I want to die? No, silly, replied Villanelle, now truly bursting into laughter. You are really a scaredy cat. Is that how you say it? I wouldn't ask you how you wanted me to kill you. Fuck you, maybe. What? That last part caught Eve's attention. Had Villanelle also been obsessing over her? Her face? Her mouth? Both of you are smiling so
big.
Yeah,
this is hot.
No, she quickly batted that thought away. She was a sociopathic killer. She didn't want to fuck her. She wanted to kill her. Hello, Earth to Eve, Villanelle called from the couch. Do you want to watch a movie?
My heart. Because she always wants to watch movies with people. Movies.
She does.
Sure, Eve replied cautiously. I don't have anything good. That's okay, I'm not picky, she said, grabbing a DVD off the shelf. This is good. Cruel Intentions. Sounds like me, she cackled. They had been sitting there for a while now, Villanelle happily grabbing popcorn from the bowl resting between Eve's legs. She was quite close to Eve. It was making Eve feel uncomfortable, or too comfortable, which she wasn't sure. Finally, the scene arrived that Eve knew was coming. Holy shit, are they going to kiss? Villanelle said as Sarah Michelle Gellar leaned into Selma Blair. It was happening. Oh my god, Eve, are you seeing this? They're fucking kiss. But before she could finish, Villanelle felt Eve's lips against hers. She pulled away in pleasant surprise. Eve Pilastri, I didn't think you had it in you, she said as Eve climbed on top of Villanelle, tossing the popcorn aside and straddling her.
This is great. This is excellent.
Just then, they both heard the door jostle. It was Nico, Eve's husband. Hi, baby, he shouted, walking in jovially with his friend. Eve quickly dismounted Villanelle, fixing her hair as quickly as she could. She was almost done when Villanelle grabbed her arm, leaned in, and whispered in her ear, see ya, baby. Thanks for the popcorn. And with that, she headed towards the door. Thanks, Eve, she shouted. You're the best. And that was that.
That was good. That was 5.5, 6 Totinos.
Yeah. Oh, you're 5 right. Totinos.
You're right.
6 Totinos.
You got all the Totinos for that.
Oh, that makes up. You can deduct 5 previous Totinos from my previous comment. Oh man. No, oh. I felt like I would want to watch that.
Yeah.
What did you want to see?
I was watching it in my head. Same. And I liked it.
Also, I just feel so bad for Villanelle because she just wants to watch movies with people.
Okay, she's also like a sociopath.
I know, and yes. Eve thinks that too. Also, it was so hard for me to not write Sandra Oh every time to be like, yeah. Sandra Oh said. Yeah. if you haven't watched Killing Eve, you must watch
it.
It's
so
the sexiest.
Good. Everybody
ever.
Is bi.
Mm-hmm.
For all my bi folks out there, they're bi men, bi women. It's just really lovely.
It's a bisexual psychotic thriller.
It's amazing.
Sociopathic thriller.
Yeah. Yeah.
So good. Are we done? Are we
I was just, I was just adding some.
Ask a question.
Please,
ask a question about my wonderful fanfic. I was very proud of that.
Throw that part in there wherever.
You guys, should I do this as my job is the question.
Honestly.
You just start writing romance novels?
Yeah.
Well, no, I think.
That's how E.L. James became a bajillionaire.
I think a good question would be, what do you do if you're watching a movie with a crush?
Oh, shit.
Oh, like, do you make a move? Okay, so...
Okay, first of all, signs of flirting when you're watching a movie with a crush. Part of it is how close you're sitting to
each
other.
I have the worst... Like, when I don't... Okay, I want to hear your signs of flirting, because I'll tell you what I used to do when I was single.
Oh,
I
no.
had a... It's not even a move, but...
Okay,
it's
okay.
One singular
I'm excited.
Move.
What were you
well, I did almost nothing because I just was constantly in a state of panic when I was around anyone that I liked. But I feel like the biggest thing is you try and like sit as close to them as possible without making it weird. But with a crush, it's like, I almost think it's more exciting when you're in a group and then you're sitting next to that person at like a slumber party or some shit like that.
Yeah.
It's so much
more
Well,
when
more
you're
exciting.
In a group, you are hyper aware of your crush. Like you notice everything they're saying. You notice their side conversations with people. You
if
notice
they look
like,
at you,
if they're near you. Like
you keep
they
them in
talk
the
to
someone else.
Like whenever they're talking, it's just you're so hyper aware that it's like in a group, it's almost more exciting because
And you have to like decide if when you're going to talk to them and not talk to them too much.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if it's just you and your crush, congrats. Congrats to you for getting that far in this game.
Yeah,
that you're
totally.
Just watching a movie with your crush now.
Yeah.
Wait, what was your original question, Amanda? What do you do?
If you're, yeah.
What would you do?
If you're someone who's at home.
Wait, what?
What would you do if you're someone who's at home?
Oh,
right.
I
don't really have a good... I'm not good at this game, so...
Okay, let's hear your move, Kirsten.
Yeah.
Okay, so every single person I've ever dated or hooked up with, I've kissed first.
Nice. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
I've never been kissed
You've never
first.
Been kissed?
Yeah. I've, like, never... Other than when I started it, but I have kissed, I'm pretty sure, every single person that I wanted to kiss first.
But you're a squirrel.
Yeah, squirrels are can be aggressive. You can climb all over.
I thought you said squirrels were
so
moms.
My move when I, like, yeah, in a, I mean, it's, you know, there's okay, layers yes. to it. But when I had a crush, if I, like, felt that moment was there, I would just fucking go for it. And I would just, like, kiss that person.
So that's your move was just going for it? I thought you were going to give some secret move.
Oh, no. I would just, like, if I was watching, but there was a moment where, like, I remember one of the first girls I hooked up with, we were watching a show, and I just, like, hit pause on the computer, and I just straddled her.
No!
It went really well for me, though.
God damn it, Kirsten.
It went really well.
I wish you guys could see my face. It's true. Am I red right
you're
now?
You're clutching,
I'm clutching my pearls.
If she had pearls, she'd be clutching them
Wait,
right now.
Wait, you... I'm sorry, you hit pause?
Yeah, because I didn't want to miss the show.
Who are you, James Bond? What the fuck?
I think hitting pause on Netflix and making out with someone is, like,
that's so hot. No, what are you talking about? That is so...
It went really well, though. And I... She wasn't even... I mean, she was... She's... She technically still identifies as straight, but I, like, knew... There had been so
what
many...
What were you watching and what was happening that you
God,
leaned
I think
over.
We were actually watching Degrassi.
So, okay. I'm sorry. You have to set the scene
okay,
for me.
Okay, so we had...
You do the thing
we had
crush.
Gone out, like, we had been going out a lot, getting drunk, and, like, only hanging out with each other when we went out. And then one night we went back and we smoked and we watched Degrassi. Nice. And then I was just like...
And then you do that thing where you're both, like, watching, but you're not watching and you look at each other. Had you done... Okay, I need to know because this is fucking crazy. Did you do the precursor thing where you first, like,
well,
made eye contact
so
a couple times?
She didn't have a TV in her room, so we were watching it on her computer.
Of
so
course.
Her computer's
yeah,
in between
classic.
Us. And... I just, like, knew it was going to happen. Maybe it's because I was high. I just, like, I knew that she wanted to, but I knew she would never make the move because she, I mean, and that's not to say, like, corrupt straight women at all, but I think she's definitely queer on the spectrum, whatever. But I knew she wanted to, and I, like, just felt the tension. So I just hit pause, and I straddled her, and I kissed her, and then I said, is this okay? And she was like, yes.
Oh, consensus sex?
Yeah.
I was
going
to ask you.
I definitely, like, pulled away, and I was like, is this okay? And she was like, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Is that how intensely you kiss every person that you've kissed?
Not every time. Like, I dated a guy, and I just kissed him on a dance floor.
My mind is blown.
Can you imagine having this much confidence?
No! I've kissed one person. I've been dating them for a while now. That I think everyone else I kiss me. Yeah. But you've also never had someone kiss you, though. That's really a fun feeling. When somebody does what you did to them, it's,
yeah.
like, wild.
I'm trying to think if I've ever had someone, like, surprise me and kiss me.
Holy shit, Kirsten, I can never think of you the same way again.
Wow, all of our views have been changed of each other tonight.
Yeah, some in good ways, some in bad.
I'm trying to really think if there's anyone that kissed me first.
Tell us more stories of you kissing people. That's wild.
Oh, my God.
Have you
well,
ever
I have one
that...
I do have one that went, I hope it's not a kissing story. No, that went bad. Where I was hooking up with this guy in college, and he was, like, such a dope. And I, like, wasn't really into him, but I was just like, okay, I wanna hook up with someone. And so I texted him once, and I was like, hey, let's have sex.
Oh!
And then he texted me back and said, LOL, OMG. And I was like, never mind.
Oh, my God.
I was like, never mind. He was like, no, I'm coming over. And I was like, nope, you just killed it for me.
Listen, this is what happened to me once. I asked a guy who was clearly gay, who I had liked for a while, and we both turned out to be gay. And I texted, we went on this date over Thanksgiving break after flirting with each other for all of high school, like the first Thanksgiving after we were both in
you
college.
You really have the slow burn.
And terrible burns, just like third degree terrible burns. So we went on this date. He dropped me off and I went home, and then I was listening. Taylor Swift's album had just come out, Speak Now, or maybe Fearless. No. Whatever album had Enchanted on it. I was listening to it and I was like, oh shit, I have to do something about this. I can't just live my life. So I drove my dad's car because I didn't know where my car was. I think it was in the shop or something. I drove my dad's car across town at like 2 o'clock in the morning because we'd been out in San Diego. I texted him and said, hey, can you come outside? And I thought this was going to be like a Taylor Swift moment. And he texted back, of my house. And I said, yes, I'm. And he's like, okay. Took him like 10 minutes to come down, found out later he was pooping. And he came down and I was wearing just a dress and it was freezing cold. It was 2 o'clock in the morning. And I'm pretty sure Taylor Swift was still playing in my dad's car in the background. And I was like, should we kiss? And he said, And then I got back in my car and I drove back home. And that was the only time that I ever tried to, like, kiss someone.
Okay, but I also think that I have been seen as, like, sometimes people see me as their friend and then, like, I mean, obviously consent is so important. Like, I don't just, like, spring kisses on people. Yeah. I know that they want me to kiss them, but, like, I think just...
God, I can't believe I
hate myself right now.
Amanda and I just don't have confidence, and this is insane.
The only time I've kissed someone like that, it was when I was, like, so drunk.
I was going to say, do you have a story where you, like, went after someone?
I think I told you this before. It was, like, I had been on a couple of dates with this girl, but I was going to work on a cruise ship, so I was leaving New York.
She was leaving for war.
And I asked her if I could kiss her, and she said, well, you're getting on a cruise ship, but we were both so drunk.
Classic what people say. Well, I don't know if I can get involved with someone who's about to cruise around the world.
You're gonna break my heart, but Amanda. But then we, like, because I spent, like, over $200 at the bar that night. It was crazy. Like, that's the only time I've ever spent that much money at a bar before.
So you are rich. Just giving Kirsten smart water and spending $200 on girls.
But as we were walking out, I kind of, like, pulled her into a corner and kissed her. And it was, like, a good moment, but I'm pretty sure the follow-up kiss from me was awful because I was drunk.
Yeah, the drunk kisses are hard.
I don't think I've ever been that drunk before.
Most of my kisses have been drunk. Like, my first kisses have been drunk. And they're all
first drunk kisses.
Yeah. I guess I've only ever kissed one person. I can't believe that you're just the person who presses pause, kisses someone, pulls away and said, is this okay? That's, like, the hottest thing that I can imagine.
I mean, I
should have written that in my fucking
fanfic. But also I sound really cool, but we had been hanging out for weeks.
That,
like,
doesn't matter. We had still been, cool. Don't uncool yourself, James.
We had been hanging out and going out for weeks, and also Boston is not the place where, like, you can really, like, kiss someone at straight bars.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So, and I knew, she was, like, seeing a guy at the time, and I knew.
Oh.
I know.
What?
They weren't in a relationship. They weren't in a relationship. They were casually seeing each other.
This is truly fucking wild.
Wow.
Wow. Kirsten is Rico Suave.
So if you want to be a Kirsten.
Oh, God.
Go to dateamanda.com.
Doesn't even make sense.
Yes, it does.
You can
kiss Amanda and you can kiss her first. Kirsten's column is on there called How to Kiss Amanda.
Not that she would know.
Oh, my God.
Write a fanfic about us.
All right.
Someone's going to do it one day. Please, someone. Someone else was like, did you see that one tweet that we got that was like, you guys inspired me to write my own erotica. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was about us.
Yeah, and also, if you guys ever write something and you want to send it to, what is it?
GirlshipTV.
GirlshipTV@gmail.com.
Yeah, GirlshipTV@gmail.com. So if you guys want to support queer content, please donate to our Indiegogo. We have one day left on this Carol's a Demon campaign. So please, please, please donate.
Donate what you can. Share it if you can't donate.
Mm-hmm. Give what you can. Give a dollar. Tell your friends to give a dollar. We would love to make Carol's a Demon into a whole season. And we think it would be so fun. And there would be very gay.
There would be very gay.
There will be very gay.
There will now be a scene where someone pauses Netflix and then straddles someone else and makes out with them.
There you go. Yeah, for sure. That's now, if you want to see that happen, please donate to Carol's Demon Indiegogo. Cool. So if you want to find me, Zeddy Amanda, on the internet.
Oh my God. In your basement.
I am at Awkward Holland on all platforms.
And...
Please, madam.
I'm Kirsten L. King on Instagram and Kirsten King _ on Twitter.
And you can find me at ITS Ashley Perez and datamanda.com. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Love y'all.